Now, one thing that we're always proud of here at Phoenix is the number of live sessions that we host, giving you the opportunity to hear a wide range of bands and also solo artists who you might not otherwise be aware of. And we're very pleased to have some live music on the show this morning from a Chelmsford-based singer who plays an instrument that you don't hear all that often. His name is Alex Southgate. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning.
You've been in before on the programme about 3 years ago. I think it was
3 years, 3 months,
just roughly. You're like me with dates. You're very sort of precise and anal. You know what? It seems like about 6 months ago.
Time flies
that ridiculous. Quickly, but it's great to have you in again.
Thanks.
Really looking forward to this. Now, you were just starting out at that time on quite an exciting project, which I want to hear a bit of an update on, because I know that things have developed since then. Loads more to talk about as well, but okay. Why don't we get underway with a song?
This is an old hit from a singer called Nat King Cole, who some of you might remember.
Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea, let there be wind, occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all please, let there be cuckoos and a lark and a dove, but first of all please,
all together now,
let there be love. Well, let there be love. Oh yeah.
I'll give you a bit more.
give us some more.
A little bit more.
Loving it.
This is a little medley of old-time Rat Pack singers, really. So this one's Frank Sinatra.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me and fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore, for you are all I love for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words,
absolutely fantastic. We love you too, Alex. That is absolutely. What
thank
did you
very
make
much.
Of that, Naomi? That is crazy.
It was amazing. I was really sort of eagerly watching you there, because I'm fascinated by accordion because of the kind of multitasking that goes on.
Yes, very multitasking.
Yeah. So, Alex, why the accordion?
Well, it's portable. that's the main thing.
Yeah, that is very true. Unlike drum kits and guitar things, because you're literally self-contained, aren't you?
Yeah, and
but you can get a real volume out of that.
It can be very loud. Yeah, I used to play the piano. I still do play the piano, but there was always a problem, sort of going around and doing things like. But basically, what happened was I was at an open mic night in Chelmsford somewhere with my brother. And everyone was coming up playing guitar and singing like they do. And then one fella came in with an accordion. And it was just, it filled the room with sound. It was very loud. And I think that was the moment that it sowed the seed in my head. And I thought, right, I've got to get one of those. And so that's where it all started.
Brilliant. Now, you were on the programme 3 years and 3 months and 2 days and 6 minutes ago. Approximately.
Roughly. Yeah.
And at that time, you were starting out on quite an exciting new project. Just remind us what that was.
What, the care homes.
The care homes.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, when you're a musician, you always have a bit of trouble finding places to play. In terms of, you know, I mean, like, I've done all sorts of different music. I've done dance music and things like that. But the main thing with music is you've got to have an audience who are going to listen to it. And with the accordion, I was learning it, but I didn't particularly have anyone who wanted to listen to it. So for no particular reason, but just because I hadn't found one. And so I was in Chelmsford and I was walking along the road back to my house, and I thought, well, I'll nip into one of these local care homes and sort of just see if they'd like me to come and play, not realising that there's a whole industry of entertainers going around playing in these places. So that's where it started.
And it's been going ever since?
Yeah, it's been going ever since.
So how many are you doing?
I'm doing quite a few each week now. I think last time I came in, I'd probably been doing it for a little while, and I was probably doing a couple each week. Now I'm doing about five a week.
Wow!
I did over 250 last year.
Goodness me!
In 2016, I mean, it's really.
And what sort of reaction do you get?
I don't know if you've been in many care homes or anything, but it was a new world to me when I first went into a place, and it covers the whole range. I mean, there's young people in some of the places, old, but it tends to be the elderly people, and I think a lot of them, they just want to have a bit of fun and sing some songs.
Yeah.
So if you can play something that they like, they, you know, they're happy. And they will sing along, because I think they're from an era where people did get together more often and have a bit of a sing-along. So, yeah.
It's, well, we were certainly doing that in the studio.
We were.
Fortunately, the mics were down, but we might put the mics up in a minute. You've probably got a lovely voice, Naomi, but I don't know if people...
We'll do an a cappella one,
we
if
could,
you like.
No. don't. Maybe another time. But look, you've got another song or two lined up for us, I hope.
Phoenix FM.
FM, just coming up to 25 past 11. Alan Johnson, Naomi Sayers with you with the Feel Good Saturday. And we've got live music this morning from Alex Southgate, who is a professional musician, full-time musician. I think that's very fair to say, with all the work in the care homes you've been doing, Alex.
Yes, it has turned into a full-time thing. It's become my day job.
And it's quite a range of music you do, isn't it, outside the care homes?
Well,
or inside the care homes as well, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, inside the care home, surprising... what sort of music you can, I was going to say get away with, but what you can play that they will like. I mean, some of the people in there are obviously quite old, and, you know, some of them are in their 90s, in their late 90s, or over 100, some of them. So they were even around in the wartime years, so they will actually remember some of those old Vera Lynn songs and things like that. But also, you've got people, you know, if somebody's... For instance, in their 70s, they're probably going to remember things from the 1980s as well. So, you know, sometimes I bust out a bit of Engelbert Humperdinck or Chaz and Dave or something like that.
What are you going to do for us now?
Well, I think I might do. I think I'll avoid Engelbert for now.
We don't mind. We'll have anything here on a Saturday morning.
We do have fun with that one. I sometimes ask them if they can spell it. But I think for now I'm going to do a couple of the, what I would say are the really popular ones, which is the old Cockney music. And this might be your chance to sing along if you want.
We're looking at each other, Naomi and I.
What do you think, Naomi?
I might go and make a cup of tea.
I think I'm, you might want some help.
We can hear you from out there as well, that's all right.
You take it away.
This one is the kind of, probably the, one of the most popular ones you can play in a care home. That's if it's a home for elderly people. But if you're listening at home, sing along with me. Daisy, Daisy. Daisy, oh Daisy, give me your arms to do. For I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. Well, it won't be a stylish marriage, oh no, and we can't afford a carriage. But you'll sleep upon the seat of a bicycle night or two. All together now. But you'll sleep upon the seat of a bicycle night or two. Coming at you with another one, here we go. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. Well, they fly so high, nearly reach the sky, but then like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding, I looked everywhere. Forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Oh yeah.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are grey. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
It's all right, I'm going to do the sing-along one later, so.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when the skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Oh, absolutely love it.
Hey.
You know what, though? Naomi is a Tottenham fan, so I think I'm from a blowing bubble.
Bad choice.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
If you want us to join in with the sound, you've got to pick something a bit different.
Now, playing in the care homes,
do you tend to play a lot of the same songs every week, or do you play a variety?
Well, I try and mix it up. I mean, some places I actually play in every week in the same place. So, in those kind of places, you really need to switch the song around. And actually, it can be quite hard to get enough songs to change it around every week. But there's such a broad range of songs that people like, you know.
And it doesn't matter, does it? The old favourites.
Yeah,
you know,
well, that's it, yeah. I mean, that's kind of why I was doing that, like, Daisy, Daisy. Really, people always love that one, of the elderly generation. Or, if they're Cockneys, you know, because I do a few places, like, going in towards London, a bit like sort of Chadwell Heath and Romford and places like that. And actually, even in Southend, they, you know, they really like the old sort of Cockney tunes down there. So, yeah, if... We can do a range of stuff. But to answer your question, yes, you have to sort of, you can't just do the same ones. You have to swap it around a bit.
Yeah. So sometimes, but there are certain favourites that
there are favourites.
Yeah. And you know what? What is absolutely great is, and I hope this is coming across on air as well, I'm sure it is, but sitting here and actually being able to see you, the enthusiasm, really, really enjoying it, isn't it? That absolutely comes across to the audience as well. He's probably thinking, oh, I've got to do this again. No, you can't fake that. Honestly, it is absolutely
tremendous.
So you're saying, Alex, that you did, what, 250 care home gigs last year?
252.
250. He's never very precise with anything, is he?
Well, the thing is, I've counted up because of what it was. I used to play keyboard, and I used to go around doing weddings and things like that, sort of function type of gigs. But then I gradually got into doing the care homes. And when I came here last time, before Naomi was even here, a few years ago, I was probably doing, one or two a week of the care homes. And it was really made up a very small part of what I did. Now, it's completely different. It's the bulk of what
So you're still doing weddings and other things?
I still do,
And you were in a band as well at the time?
Yeah, I was doing... I was playing accordion in a band and I was doing a few keyboard bands. I've always done a few keyboard ones, and I'm still doing those.
Yeah. So, of course, going a long way back, you were with Les McEwan's bass in Rolls, weren't
you? Les McEwan, yes. Do you remember? Do you remember him?
I've never heard of him.
You've heard of the bass in Rolls?
Yes, all the tartan.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you were a few years older, perhaps you might remember that all the girls went absolutely crazy for this band, and they were a very big hit in the sort of
early seventies
to start with, and they were a bit like the sort of the nearest thing I could compare it to Ross.
Ross, that's going back a bit as well.
Yes.
Well, the Ross were like, really, really popular for people who liked them. They absolutely went mad for them, running down the street, chasing them.
A cult, wasn't it?
Yeah, completely. And then they sort of disappeared. Well, basically rolled out a bit like that. But the lead singer was a chap called Les McEwan, and that was probably the furthest I got with the keyboards for now. Was I did a few tours with their... their sort of revival type of tours. So I've got to go to a few places.
Yeah, what an amazing experience you had, Les, in Phoenix a few years ago.
Did you?
Yeah, really? Yes, quite a character, isn't it? Listen, enough of that. Going back to care homes, you're doing a lot of them. You're doing, on average, one a day, I've worked out pretty much.
Yeah, it's about five a week on
average. So, brilliant. Have you got time for any more?
Well, I have, because... Things are changing for me a little bit. In September, I have a child who's going to a bigger school, so it's going to sort of free up a bit of time for me on certain days of the week. So yes, I can take on more. I'm happy to do as many as, if people want me to come and play, I'll do it. I'll do a couple every day if people want me to.
And you clearly love doing it. And I suppose part of the pleasure isn't just your own love of music, but also bringing happiness to other people. It goes without saying, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. And you know what it's like. It's like probably a bit like doing something like a radio thing. You know, people are enjoying it and people are listening online and putting comments for it and things like that. Hello, everyone who's listening online, by the way. Then it gives you get a bit of feedback, and with Brain for the Elderly People, you get a lot of feedback, good and bad.
Yeah, because older people, this is a generalisation, I don't wish to be sort of ageist here, but older people often, sometimes don't hold back from saying what they think,
whereas younger
people, let's just put it this way, younger people tend to be a little bit more polite. That is a gross generalisation. But you're going to get some real honest feedback, I guess.
I had a good one the other day. I mean, I've had so many funny comments from people, but I had a really good one the other day. It did make me chuckle.
I hope this is broadcastable.
It should be all that. Well, people give you compliments. Oh, I like your playing. Hasn't got a lovely set of teeth.
That is, of course, why you became a guardian for your teeth.
He's got nice teeth, hasn't he?
Thank you very much. Oh, that is brilliant. You know what? You're going to have to write a book about some of these anecdotes. Have you got a website?
Yes, I've got a website. Yeah, you can find that at alexsouthgate.co.uk, and that's basically got any information about booking me. It's got a few videos of me doing it. There's a nice video on there of me dressed as a wizard playing at a Halloween do in care home, which was, but they're enjoying it. I don't always dress as a wizard, but I just dress in something sort of not too confrontational, like just plain black or something like that. You know, the aim with those care homes is for them to have a good time. You want to make them feel as comfortable as you possibly can.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, I don't really want to go in there wearing a kind of super smart suit or something. You just want them to feel like you're approachable and you can talk to them. But yes, I've got a website, alexsouthgate.co.uk.
And you're on Facebook as well.
On Facebook, Alex... What am I on Facebook?
Music Man, aren't you?
I'm Alex Music Man.
Yes. Alex Music Man. Look, time is beginning to race forward,
really?
But I think we've got time just for one more.
Yes?
Yeah, go with it. Enjoying it so much. We might open up the mics and sing along to this one. On the other hand, we might not.
It's a little medley of three songs, and the last one is a kind of sing-along one, so we can, you know, we can do it together.
It could be the end of both of our broadcasting careers.
Mine's short-lived.
I must say, this is just to sort of give you a bit of background on this. I've been asked to play at a couple of Burns nights the last couple of years, which is I found out is the Scottish celebrant. I didn't even know that, but and the first time I did it, I wasn't sure whether I have to like wear a kilt or what. And I spent a little while trying to work on a Scottish accent.
Oh dear.
Which didn't work out that well. Whenever I play Scottish songs, I just can't help myself singing them in a Scottish accent.
Oh, great.
So I'm really apologise for anyone who is Scottish out there. I'll try and keep it down a bit. But yeah, okay.
When you're ready.
So there's sort of three in a row. Anyway, I'll get started. Is another favourite. My Bonnie lies over the ocean.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Bonnie lies over the sea. My Bonnie lies over the ocean. So bring back my Bonnie to me. Bring back. Bring back, oh, bring back my Bonnie to me, bring back, oh, bring back my Bonnie to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my Bonnie to me, bring back, oh, bring back my Bonnie to me. Well, I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm not very big and I'm awfully shy. The lassies scream when I walk by. Bonnie, where's ya? And it's low high. I'm a go all the to say, hey! With yellow roses. Well, a lassie took me to a ball, and it was slippery in the hall. I was afraid that I would fall. I didn't have on my trousers. Let the wind blow high and the wind blow low. Through the streets in my kilt I'll go. And all the lassies say, hello, with yellow roses. I'm the greatest.
How very dare you!
Yeah, sorry about that. I think this is going to be the sing-along one. Okay, so I'll play it through first, and then we'll... we'll get you joining in. It's an Irish one, Irish song.
When I shines a smiling, it is like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world is bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'll steal your heart away.
Okay, get ready everyone, get ready at home.
When Irish eyes are smiling.
Come on,
we don't know the words! We don't know the words!
You don't know the words?
No. Oh.
Take them up.
La 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 la.
When Irish hearts are happy.
When Irish hearts are happy. All the world. But when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'll steal your heart away.
Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. You know what? There is always a lot of singing goes on in this studio between 10 and 12 on a Saturday morning. Always when the microphone is down. That is the first time in 7 years I've been doing this show. So deeply impressed.
Wow.
I think we're both a little bit embarrassed by that.
Sorry. We genuinely didn't know the words.
Oh, you know what, Alex? Really, really enjoyed that. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, not at all. Thank you so much. And do just remind us of your website address again.
Okay, so it's www.alexsouthgate.co.uk.
And people can contact you through the website or Facebook, presumably Alex Music Man on Facebook.
You send me a message on Facebook. I've also got a page on Facebook. Which is quite obscurely titled Accordionist for Hire Alex Southgate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're wondering what that's all about, that's about me as an accordionist.
Right, because you're a man of many musical talents.
Yes.
What else do you play?
Well, I sort of dabble a little bit with guitar. So, but that's, you know, more. I'm more of a strummer.
Yeah.
So a strummer few chords. Sometimes, if it gets a bit, if the care home wants me a lot, then sometimes what I'll do is I'll take the guitar and I'll do a few tunes on that, just to, you know, just to change it up. But yeah, I mean, bit of guitar, bit of piano, but that's it. You know,
that. I think that's enough.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Fabulous.
I used to play the piano.
Right.
I actually used to play the cello as well when I was at school. I learned the cello. But
okay.
Both of those are kind of...
Right, coming up next week is going to be Naomi Sayers on the cello.
You with you, did you say?
Oh, definitely not, no.
We'll get you playing on the radio. Listen, Alex, time's got the better of us. Thank you so much for popping in. It's good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Phoenix FM.
Alex Southgate there, and what a fantastic instrument that is. That just makes you feel good, doesn't it? If you're feeling a little bit down, and you know what? That is soon going to wipe away any sort of worries you've got and just make you feel absolutely brilliant. So if you are involved with a care home, perhaps you run a care home, or you know somebody who organises entertainment, maybe people could do with a little bit of entertainment, perhaps on a regular basis, maybe just as a one-off, then do get in touch with Alex. His Facebook page is Alex Music Man, and his website, alexsouthgate.co.uk.